As we continue here on Prophecy Today, our man who watches the European Union, the continent of Europe, and all the activities taking place there. Rob Congdon is that man. He's my broadcast partner right now. Rob, talk to me, just a quick update on the European Union, and as it relates to the activities between the European Union and Russia, what is going on there?
Well, quite a bit is going on. After a period of about 3 years of sort of alienation between each other, some new agreements are coming out. By the end of this month, there will be a new pact or agreement called the Northern Dimension Pact, which will incorporate oil and gas exploration, which is something that Britain is, or the EU is very interested in. Today, Russia controls or supplies 25% of the European Union's gas and oil. This pact is just kind of an ongoing progress now. Germany is very positive about bringing Russia into the EU, not necessarily as a member at this point, but as a partner, and that's one of their key terms. When they talk about partnership, they're really talking about preliminary steps toward membership. Just this week, the German Foreign Ministry announced that the complete package, if you will, for Europe in the future, for a wider Europe, involves close ties to Russia. In fact, they said a complete European peace regime and the resolution of important security and political problems from the Balkans, and this is important, to the Middle East, can only be obtained with Russia and not without it.
Very, very interesting implications as far as prophecy is concerned. Well, is there, from a political perspective right now, is there anything wrong or bad about this alignment?
Certainly from the European Union standpoint, there would not be anything bad, if you will. They stand to gain. They've had, they really depend upon bringing the oil and gas through some of the key countries of the, you know, in the immediate future. Latvia is important because that's one of the pipeline sources. Poland is involved. These are all European Union countries that see it as economic gain. And the European Union always begins with economics and eventually moves toward incorporation and then control of both foreign policy and of internal policy in terms of dealing with the people.
Now, as it relates to foreign policy, that leads to my next question. This week, the membership of the European Union heard of a recent survey that calls for one foreign minister for all 25 member states of the European Union. What's this all about?
Well, the European Union Constitution that was proposed would make this a fact, that there would be a single foreign policy and foreign minister who would administrate it. What they're trying to prevent is another situation where Europe split over the Iraq War, particularly Britain. And under this, they would have to go along with whatever the foreign policy is. What it really amounts to is trying to make Europe a single force in the world, and the goal is world leadership. If you notice just in the news today that Syria announced that they would allow Italian troops helping them control the border between Lebanon and Syria. This was agreed by a fellow I've been talking about for these last 3 weeks, Romano Prodi. He's the key man. So Europe feels that there's a vacuum at this point.
Well, this is another step closer, is it not, to the unity of the membership of the European Union?
Absolutely. And it's also a workaround from the Constitution that was voted no on. By bringing this foreign policy together and this individual, they could achieve that. They also see an opportunity. They think the United States is very involved with Iraq right now and the coming elections, and here's the chance for Europe to show that it is the leader of the world, and therefore people should want to join the European Union.
Now, one final thought with you, Rob. The European Union, and you just alluded to this a moment ago, has moved more into leadership in the Middle East with this United Nations ceasefire and the peacekeepers, etc., there in southern Lebanon. Give me more of your comments as it relates to that. Is this just simply another step of trying to take control of the world?
It really is part of their global governance plan. That is to be the global governor of the world. Romano Prodi is the key man, and that's why the Italian troops were ready to come into Lebanon. France, as a kind of a catch-up step, has said, oh, now we'll send more troops in. But they see this as saying to the Middle East, look, we're here, we'll help you out, we'll resolve it, you're our neighbors, that's their key term, you're our neighbors and we're ready to bring peace. The U.S. isn't doing it, look what it's done to Iraq. That would be their line that they would be giving. And so the Middle East, the Europeans, recent polls show that Europeans believe that only the EU can really lead to peace, where the U.S. is only leading to more problems.
Man, the European Union, which many of us believe could at least be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, talking about peace, and that's how the Antichrist comes to power and does indeed establish somewhat of a short-term pseudo-peace in the Middle East. Well, the stage is being set, and through these conversations that you eavesdrop on, you're able to discern exactly what is happening in our world that leads up, in essence, to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Rob, it's a joy to have you along with us on the broadcast as a partner. God bless you. We'll be looking forward to another conversation soon.
Always good to be with you. Lord bless.